Welcome to the Go Big Red podcast. I'm your host, Josh Gould, assistant principal and athletic director at Amory High School. We have a very special guest today joining us from the University of Wisconsin. We have the school record holder in the 3,000 meters, Big Ten record holder in the 3,000 meters, the 2019 Milrose Games women's 3,000 meter champion, 2018 Big Ten cross country champion, three-time NCAA All-American, three-time state high school champion. She is the one, the only, Alicia Munson. Alicia, welcome to the Go Big Red podcast.
Thank you.
All right, so let's just set the record straight here. How many times have you listened to the podcast? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, this time is the first time, and I figured I'd start it off with a bang and start listening after this.
All right, well, there's many good episodes out there, so you make sure you do that. Well,
I will.
First off, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm sure you probably turned down offers to be on ESPN or Fox Sports today to help boost the ratings of the Go Big Red podcast.
Exactly. That's how it happened. They're just all over me, but I had to say, you know, Mr. Gould, who I want to talk to.
Oh, I'm flattered. So, in all honesty now, I have to tell the people. So, when I contacted Alicia yesterday, you had to get cleared by the UW media department to even make this happen. You're a pretty important person.
Well, I mean, they do, with all of the athletes, if someone wants to do an interview, we have to get the A-OK from the media and the compliance department first, just to make sure we don't say anything to anyone we shouldn't. Yeah.
So you're not going to drop any World Trade secrets here about the Badger track and field program today?
Oh gosh, I mean, if there are any, I feel like they probably don't want to share them with me, or else I'll tell them off.
Well, I'm thinking this is probably going to be the most listened to Go Big Red podcast in the history. So what I thought I would do is, you know, if we can get other people listening to this from followers of Alicia Munson, I thought maybe I should just call you Alicia the whole time, and because I haven't heard one broadcaster say your name correctly here, and it just makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason they never quite get it right, and to be honest, I think that once they said it wrong first, it kind of just stuck, but
Now that this is going to get listened to by thousands of people, maybe they'll know that your name is Alicia.
True. Alicia Munson, yeah.
All right.
That's the one.
All right, so I had talked to you in the fall a little bit about coming on the show, but I'm sure glad we held off, just because there's so much more to talk about with what's going on in your life. But let's take a couple steps back here, and if you could kind of summarize your outstanding fall cross-country season for us.
Right. Well, I mean, we usually start off the season with just like an opener meet, just to get the legs going, and then I had a really successful meet at the Nutty Comb. I ended up winning that, a couple of some really strong and really, like, they've been around for a while, a couple of good girls from New Mexico, so that was definitely a confidence booster for me. And then we moved into championship season, and I was able to pull off the Big Ten title, and then coming into regionals, we were able to qualify as a team, and then at nationals, I ended up with a fourth place finish at home, which was awesome, because not too often that you get to race nationals on your home course, and we finished as a top 10 team in the nation, so that was definitely super cool.
To be able to have that experience with your teammates, I know how important that is to you. And, you know, Big Ten champion from Amory, Wisconsin. That sounds pretty darn cool to me. And, you know, fourth in the nation, unbelievable. So that was great. Well, let's fast forward here to this past weekend. Congrats on winning both the 3K and the 5K at the Big Ten indoors this weekend. You were also named the outstanding female competitor at the meet. And absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm just wondering, you know, what is going through your head as you continue to have all of this success and this notoriety?
I mean, it's definitely like a confidence booster, but also it's like just good to know that people recognize, like, people that are doing things right. Because, like, I feel like at Wisconsin, we really work on, like, developing our athletes and focusing a lot on teamwork and stuff, so it's good to know that, like, what we're doing, like, is actually getting recognition, and what Amy and I did in that 5K, definitely just a cool thing to see and a cool thing for other people to make note of and to see that it's important to pay attention to teamwork and pull through in the end.
Well, talk about motivating a generation of Amory athletes. You know, obviously the video is all around not only just the Amory community, but the state, and some national syndicates are picking up on it. But I have to ask you, what the heck were you thinking during that race, turning around yelling at your teammate? I mean, weren't you worried about tripping or falling at any point?
I honestly didn't really think about the whole tripping or falling thing, but I definitely was kind of trying to be very aware during that race, because going into it, the goal was for Amy and I to go 1-2. So I was just kind of always trying to stay aware and be looking at my coaches and be looking at Amy to see what I could best do to set us up for that. And, you know, it turned out well in the end. Like, afterwards, my coach was like, yeah, going into nationals, I'll be in a convenient spot so you can just look forward the whole time so you don't, like, fall. luckily, you know, came out on my feet at the end, so it's all good.
Well, the next time that we cross paths on the Stour Trail running, I want you to turn around and help me make it that extra 100 yards, okay?
I'll be yelling at you.
You know, you talk about helping out your teammate Amy Davis, and I'm sure you guys have a great connection, but I would imagine that you have made many connections with the track and the CC programs at UW. Has this surpassed your expectations on your experience at Madison?
Oh, man. I mean, definitely. Like, the past year, just getting so much more, like, experience in the sport has, like, kind of just forced me to be making more connections with other people and stuff. And obviously, like, being an older girl on the team, I get the chance to give advice and just, like, connect with some of the younger women coming on the team, and just to, like, make friends with other sports, because obviously we're all student athletes and we all have school, we all have our sport to do. So, like, just making connections with people like that, it's kind of cool to just see, like, how hard everyone works, and I don't know, just making lots of friends and connections along the way. It's really cool.
Well, it is great. Well, I want to go back about a month here to talking about the Millrose Games, where you go on national television, NBC broadcast, you take on a race in New York City versus a bunch of professionals who have ran in the Olympics, and you decide you would just want to win the race. Honestly, what did that do for your confidence going forward?
Yeah, it was definitely a kind of a turning point for my track season there. Like, I literally did not go into the race looking to win it. Like, going into the race, Jill, my coach, was basically just telling me to go out and, like, stay attached, because if I stay attached to the group, then I'll run a fast time. Even if the 200 meters, I literally, like, have to walk it in, I'll still be able to, like, run under 9 minutes to get a national qualifying time, because the top 16 times in the nation qualifies for nationals. I honestly didn't really go in looking to win it. I just kind of kept myself, like, a part of the group, and then when it came to the last, like, I don't know, laps of 200 meters, I kind of realized that I was still in contention, and I just kind of decided to go for it in the last stretch. So, yeah, turned out well for me. It definitely was a huge confidence booster against some super fast women, and I don't know, I mean, definitely going into nationals, the other women definitely should still do huge competition for me, because Wayne Kaladi, she was in the race, she's from New Mexico, mm-hmm. Like, she got caught up in the fall early on, so she definitely will be out and ready to go for nationals.
Sure. Well, yeah. Still, every big time race like that, I'm sure it only does wonders for you. I got to ask you, does it creep you out that your old high school psychology teacher tweets nonstop about you? Does that bother you?
Nah, it's cool.
No,
I appreciate the support from everyone. So.
Well, you know, I should start taking pictures of myself, Mr. Durfler, Mr. Enslin, Mr. Bosley, Mr. Wellman, all sitting around the lockers about once a week telling an Alicia Munson story, or did you see what Alicia did yesterday? You know, being fans of the sport, cross country and track and field, it's just been a lot of fun for us. But You know, speaking about psychology class, I just want to make sure you paid attention back in the day. I think you were a junior when I had you, probably.
Yeah.
So I just came up with a couple real simple questions here just to make sure you retain some information. So are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Who was the psychologist who said some of the most powerful forces in our lives are the unconscious motives that we are not aware of?
I'm
going to guess Sigmund. Attagirl, you're one for one. I wish I had a bell right now. All right. Question number two. What are the two key words that we associate with classical conditioning?
Response and stimulus.
Attagirl, two for two. I like it.
Excellent.
All right. Question number three. How many stages of quiet sleep are there?
It's either three or four.
Well, let's go with four, and I'll give you a little leeway, okay?
Okay.
All right, and last question, what does REM stand for in terms of sleep?
One cycle, okay. resting...
I'll give you the first word, rapid.
Rapid eye movement.
That a girl. So I'm going to give you four for four on your psych quiz today. And I know that you paid attention back in the day.
You know, the thing is, I took another psychology class in college, and then I had to take an educational psychology class in college, so I feel like I probably should have gotten those answers a little more quickly, but okay.
Well, we'll let you off the hook today. Well, what does the next few months hold for Alicia Munson? We've got indoor nationals coming up, and then what?
Right. So I've got indoor nationals. I'll be running the 5K and 3K there, next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. And then I'll take a couple days off just to reset, and then track season continues on. So we'll have, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after nationals. I think maybe 3 weeks after nationals, we'll have gone on a spring break training trip, and the next week we go to Stanford. And that one, I'll be running a 10K, my first 10K of my career, which will be interesting because that's 6 miles of racing.
Sure.
And then, let's see, after that, because that 10K, we want to get a qualifying time to go to first round for nationals for outdoors. And then a couple weeks later, I'll go back to California to try and get a qualifying time for the 5K. I'm excited to go to the Penn State Relays this year because we'll be running a DMR and a 4x15 there because the winning team at Penn Relays gets a wheel, so we're going for that wheel this year.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and then Big Ten and first round for nationals and hopefully the national championship.
So awesome.
Goes by kind of quickly, actually.
I bet it does. It keeps you pretty busy, and I'm sure you're doing just fine with your classes, right?
Oh, yes. I hope so. That's the goal. So far, I am.
All right. Well, Alicia, I can't tell you how proud our entire community is of you. You've inspired another generation of girls and have given us hours and hours of entertainment. Best of luck to you moving forward, and we look forward to watching your continued success. And everybody always finishes off this podcast by saying, Go Big Red. So give me your best Go Big Red.
All right, go Big Red.